Talking Central Warrior Sports on the Jim Davis Show.
And with us right now on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line, his team finished fourth at the Dave Sanders Memorial Tournament this past weekend. Warrior softball coach Aaron Burke. Aaron, appreciate the time. How are you doing?
Good, Jim. Thank you for having me.
That's always a tough tournament, the Dave Sanders, and you lost that game to Holy Family 10-4 in your first game there. You ended up losing in that third-place game to Lakewood. Tough contest, 6-5, close softball game against a pretty good Lakewood squad.
Yeah, I felt that, staying in that tournament always is a good kind of a gauge of where our team will sit every year. And there are some outstanding teams there. I mean, just like the two you talked about, Holy Family and Lakewood. Both of them have great, great lineups. Holy Family, they're the 2020 4A state champion, repeating multiple times in the years in the past. Plus, Lakewood's got two great chicks on the mound, outstanding kids. And, taking fourth out of 16 is not too bad, but of course, you want to come out of there with a couple more wins than what we finished with. But I think overall, I think the weekend was good and really kind of helped open our eyes as to what our future will look like.
Warrior softball coach Aaron Burke with us on the Team Sports Network. Your team fell behind 4-0 in that game, but able to kind of fight your way back in that game against Holy Family.
Yeah, I mean, and like I said, it's a testament to who Holy Family is and what they've done and what kind of a program they have. But, my kids, that's what we do. We haven't left the yard yet. We haven't hit a home run once this season, but we still find ways to scratch, put up runs, and manufacture. And kind of the thing that we've always talked to them about is you got to get on, move them over, and drive them in and just play team ball. Execute and do what you need to do. And if you win 1-0, it still goes down as a win for the team. So whatever we got to do to find that way, to get that run, that's what we got to do to move forward. And I think that's just kind of how the weekend went. And Friday obviously went much better. But, I think that's just how we're going to have to take the season as we go along here.
Central softball coach Aaron Burke with us on the Team Sports Network. Bailey Ritterbush continues to have a good start to the season. She's played 9 games so far, but has a .393 batting average, has knocked in 14 runs. Kennedy Viss continues to be really good offensively, .447. She's knocked in 10. Sedona Johnston's really played well for you, .531 batting average to lead your team. And so those players have continued to really lead your bats so far here in 2021.
Yeah, and that's two seniors and a junior. They've been in our lineup for several years. They know what it takes. They know what they got to do. And then on top of that, I think we're getting good production, not only from those three, but also from Livia Litson in our 2-hole and Riley Halcom down in our 9-hole. She did a great job this weekend turning us over in the lineup to get to Sid. Liv, her stats aren't flashy, but if you look at her on base percentage, the kid's smart. She knows what she needs to do in the box, and whether she's bunting or she's taking a walk or whatever, getting hit by pitch, she does what she needs us to do. But I think our two seniors leading the way there in our 1- and 4-hole, and Bailey doing what she needs to do in the 3-hole. If we can continue to have the production that we got out of those three kids and fill in the rest of our lineup, I think it'll be a fun season for us.
Central 9-3 right now, 1-0 in the Southwestern League. You get back into league play when you take on Fruita Monument. The Wildcats also played at the Dave Sanders Memorial Tournament this past weekend. They wrapped up with a pair of losses, losing to Mountain Vista 14-8 and then Eagle Crest 6-4 at that same tournament. So you've had a chance, Aaron, to do a little scouting on Fruita Monument. What's the takeaway?
They're good. I think that they've got a really good group of young kids, just like I do, that's coming up through that program. Adam's good at what he does. I mean, he had success at Grand Junction. He's got success now here with Fruita. And, it's a rivalry game. As you know, Jim, you've been around the Valley as long as you have and seen the amount of games that you've seen. And Fruita Junction, Fruita Central, Central Junction, those are big games. And the opportunity to play at the college under the lights, It doesn't get better than that for our kids. And I think Fruita, they've got some good kids. I mean, Lauren Lee, Bingham, they've got a couple other kids there that I think that we're going to have to keep our eyes on just as we go through the game. But Lauren Lee she's been with that program. She starred for them for 3 years, going into her senior year now. she's kind of pain in the butt to deal with sometimes, but I think that they're well coached. They've just kind of run into a few bad breaks here and there.
Aaron Burke, coach of the Central Warrior softball team, with us on the Team Sports Network. And Adam's got a couple of young ones that are playing really well. Ava Stevens, only a sophomore. She's hitting .568. He's also had a great freshman campaign so far from Lacey Rodabaugh. She currently is hitting .568. She leads the Wildcats in batting average. So a couple of young players. You mentioned the veteran Lee, Aaron, but they've had a couple of young players that have also been really good at the plate so far.
Yeah, and that's kind of what you're looking at with a lot of our programs here. I mean, I myself, I'm carrying four freshmen, and I'm playing four freshmen on a regular basis. And, you know, my DP is a freshman in Tuscany Ritter, and I've got two third basemen and a catcher that are also freshmen. And Adams, like we talked about with Grand Junction with Wendy, they're in a good situation, both of those two programs as well as mine, to where it's only going to get better and more intense as the year goes along, because we're both carrying a lot of freshmen that getting a lot of experience, and those kids are playing well. You know, the one thing though that I mentioned is, you know, you're playing at the park, you're in front of a lot of people, and I think it's going to be a great game, and it'll come down to who can handle the moment, you know, and how big it is, we'll see what we can do.
All right, we'll have that game tomorrow night right here on the Team Sports Network. Fruto Monument takes on Central over at CMU Softball Complex tomorrow night, 7 o'clock first pitch for that one. Hey, I appreciate it, Aaron. Thank you so much, and good luck tomorrow against Fruto Monument.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate your time.
All right, take care. Aaron Burke, the coach of the Central Warrior softball team, Final Four team last year in the 5A State Softball Tournament. Aaron's first year of being the head coach of the Central Warriors softball program.